You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
In Los Angeles, this is The Startup with Monique LeRae, and I'm Monique LeRae. Welcome to our second to the last show of the year. You know, I like to get outside and come and show you, you know, how fabulous it is out here in California. And I wanted to show you guys exactly where we are today. A lot of people are enjoying their post-Christmas meals here at La Casa del Camino. Catalina's right behind us. Long Beach is over there. San Diego's over there. And we're just enjoying a beautiful day out. It's a little chilly. We had a lot of rain. But we wanted to just say thank you to our one of our brand sponsors here at La Casa del Camino. So if you haven't made your way down here to Luna, it's a shot of life. It's peaceful. Want to get away from anything. Staycations are it. There's a lot of art culture here and diversity in Laguna within Orange County, which you probably don't hear about a lot, but this is a very diverse area. And we're still repping LA. So, you know, today we have a really special guest. I'm, you know, getting back in the swing of things here. A lot jet lagged. The Asia trips for the pandemic film really kicked my ass, you guys. I have so much to share about that, and we'll get to it. But today we have a very special guest. He is an author. He is a survivor. He is an inspiration. He's out of the Midwest. Julian Rucker. Julian, how you doing? Welcome to The Startup. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I'm glad to hear it. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, I think we follow each other on Facebook, which is how I found you, or you found me, or a little bit of both. And you really have an inspirational journey that you've been through. And you've turned that into something that everybody can take from. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell people exactly who you are and what you're up to?
Okay. My name is Julian Rucker. I hail from Chicago. My story basically talks about how I was diagnosed for lung cancer at a public hospital. And I was told this surgery was life or death. Once in surgery, it was discovered, not only did I not have cancer, but I ended up suffering permanent lung damage at the hands of these surgeons. I tried to sue these individuals only to find out there's a statute in Illinois that allows public hospitals to misdiagnose patients with no recourse. From there,
Julian, before you get right into the meat of it, and I know you have a very interesting testimony. Let's give a little background about your life before, okay? You weren't an author, you know, you weren't looking to tell this story. Obviously, you didn't have that experience. Tell people a little bit about your life before this happened, if you don't mind.
Okay. Before all this happened, I was a basketball coach. Worked a 40-hour week job. I had my own beauty and barber shop. So I was somewhat thriving from a financial standpoint. I had established myself.
Go ahead, great. Now, so you were, you know, regular guy, right? You had this career, you're doing well. And so what made you go to the doctor, first of all? And walk us through the steps of what happened.
From the very beginning, I worked for the Chicago Tribune. I was a machine operator. Because of the environment there, I always had respiratory issues, colds, that sort of thing. So one day I was just really, really feeling exceptionally bad. And I was actually rushed to the ER room. First, they didn't know what was going on. Then I later found out as I was getting ready to be released from the hospital, a doctor called me back and said that I had cancer. And I'm just listening to him over the phone, and this can't be. I had just been in the hospital 4 days.
Wow.
So, and it was actually around this time, 8 years ago. So My holiday and everything was just depressing.
That had been a horrible phone call, Julian. I can't even imagine they doing that over the phone with you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Yes, that was the worst feeling to ever have, to have someone give you that call and give you that news. So I opted to have the surgery 30 days later because I was afraid. I wanted to live, but I didn't want to die. I wanted to live.
Right.
So I had the surgery. Once in surgery, the surgeon comes out and says, with this puzzled look, he says, "We didn't find what we thought we were going to find," meaning cancer. So
wow.
At that point, you know, I'm upset. My mom's upset. My wife is upset because, you know, we were told one thing and it wasn't even what we were diagnosed with. So the very next day, I tried to get out of bed. I couldn't take 10 steps. So they rushed me back to the hospital only to find out that I had fluid on my lung and my left lung. The phrenic nerve was severed on my left lung.
Oh my gosh. So right now you're getting this post-operation report that they did not find what they thought they were going to find, and you're now suffering the consequences of that, and you're asked to go back. What is your family saying? Are they asking for a second opinion at this point? I mean, what is the consensus of what's happening?
Well, at that point, the second opinion was actually done before the surgery. That's right. What put us to the operating table. That's what put me on the operating table, was both of those opinions together.
Okay.
And they actually were both wrong.
Yeah. I'm glad you did get a second opinion, but it sounds like it wasn't a good one, unfortunately.
No.
So here you are today. We see in your background, you have a picture of yourself and the title of your book. And, you know, our show is all about entrepreneurship and, you know, drawing something out of nothing. And a lot of times we start with nothing and you wind up with something really great. And physically, it sounds like you've been through the ringer. What are we looking at behind you? Tell us about inspiration for your book.
Well, the title of the book is Shattered But Not Broken. And the inspiration was really everything that I had went through, because I was probably either going to end up in jail because of wow. what happened to me. But I channeled all that anger, and I started chronicling everything that I went through over the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. So we're excited to kind of have you be involved here in Hollywood with some of the things you've got coming up and giving people a preview of your book. For those survivors out there that have been through things or been misdiagnosed, what does your book offer without giving it away? Because you've given us the premise. You've set up the, the premise of what's going on. What do you have to offer those people?
Well, for one thing, I will tell anybody, do your own due diligence. Doctors are practicing medicine. That's just it. They're practicing. Sometimes, from my own experience, you can tell a doctor how you feel and they'll just kind of omit certain things.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the key to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I agree with you. I think that there's a lot of issues that go on in the healthcare industry here, and there's many layers to it. When I spoke with you, when I first spoke with you about this, you know, I was overwhelmed with the details, and we don't want to give away all the tea here, but there was just so many it was like blow by blow. Just, I felt like you couldn't really catch a break. It just kept getting worse. If someone's facing an operation that they're not sure about right now, what would you offer them, being that you've got two opinions? What do you say to them right now?
Because I know every situation is different.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, but I can just, my gut feeling. Sometimes your gut feeling is telling you what actually is going on, because in my heart, I never felt like I had cancer. I've never had cancer, but right. After I left the hospital, I was feeling better the first time I was there. So, you know, you have to stay really into these doctors, stay on them, and really have that line of communication, whether it's you communicating with them or someone communicating on your behalf. That's very important.
Yeah. And, you know, we never really want to, like, say it has anything to do with how you look or your background, right? We always want to believe that we're getting the best healthcare possible. But, you know, even with, like, birth rates, I find that a lot of doctors go for the surgery. They go for the C-section rather than the natural birth because they can make more money. Did you find that to be the case in your experience where they were going for the higher rate of treatment?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I was looking to go through something. Once they gave me the diagnosis, I was hoping to do something less invasive than surgery. But from what I was told by these physicians, there wasn't anything.
Right. So what does your future look like now, Julian? You know, you've got this book that you're launching. It sounds like this has changed the trajectory of your life. You know, it's refocused you. Tell me about the people around you and what 2022 looks like for you and your camp and your book and your journey.
Oh, during this storm that I was in, that's when I met the love of my life, my wife. She actually pulled me up a lot of times when I could not do it. We only met a couple of months. I talk about it in the book. The other thing was moving forward, what my future is now. I am a patient advocate all the way.
Nice.
I try to encourage people. I've talked to people who've went through surgeries and who've been diagnosed with cancer, and there were a lot of similarities. You can never actually be in that person's shoes, but you can actually let them know that they're not alone in their situation because you were in the same situation at one point.
That's right. I like that you got something out of it. You're alive. You've got a book. It's going to be successful. I know it's really going to help a lot of people. And then you found the love of your life. I mean, what a tumultuous time to do that. Were you on Bumble or Farmers Only? I mean, how did you meet her? Christian Mingle? What happened? J-Date? What's going on?
How we met? Yeah. She was coming out of a retail store that was closing.
Okay.
They were going out of business, and she ran across. My wife is only 4'11". She ran across my car as I was at the stop sign. And make a long story short, we met from there, and you know, we just found so many common interests. And a lot of times when you date someone, you always see what they call the representative in the beginning. You don't see the real person. So yeah. Some drama comes along, but
yeah,
she's been the same way from day one.
Wow, I love it. This is great. So the moral of the story is to get a really nice car and pull up. That's forget the dating apps. Just get a nice car and pull up. Okay, that's fabulous. I'm happy to hear it. You know, the grandmas in our lives usually tell us four seasons when you meet someone to see who they really are. Right. But it sounds like all the seasons she's been great for you. Where can we find you if someone wants to follow your journey on social media? If they want to maybe order your book or see where you're doing any signings or any pop-ups or anything, where can they find you?
Okay. On social media, I'm on Facebook, Julian Rucker Jr. Or you can go under my page of my book, Shattered But Not Broken. That's on Facebook also, and it's also on Instagram.
Yeah,
if you're interested in purchasing, it's on Amazon under Shattered But Not Broken, but it's under my pen name. Anytime I write, and I plan on doing some more writing, Anytime I write, I write under my pen name, Jay Styles. JayStyles.
You never know. You never know, Julian. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know if someone will auction this into a film or, you know, a series or something like that. I really love that you're authentic and you're vulnerable. You're putting it out there for people. No, I'm sure it's not easy as a man to talk about being in a position like this, but if we don't talk about it, how can we avoid it happening again, you know, and helping the next person? So you're kind of cool to be that way. And we appreciate, I know my viewers and listeners appreciate you being vulnerable and opening up about this issue.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get my hands on this book. You guys, I've been traveling and I can't wait. This is the perfect read to, you know, really trust that inner voice and, you know, get that second, maybe get that third opinion. I mean, heck, maybe that's the lesson from this book as well. Julian will be in Hollywood next month and doing some amazing things. We'll announce that very soon after the holidays. And it's a pleasure to meet you here live on LA Talk Radio. We've been corresponding, but it's good to see your face. And
absolutely,
you know, I have a face under here, but the sun's glaring, so it's good to see you, Julian.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. Well, we'll see you soon. And shout out to Chicago. Stay warm. This could be yours here. Shout out to La Casa del Camino for hosting us today. Julian, give everybody your handles one more time so they can find you.
Okay. On Facebook, it's Julian Rucker, J-U-L-I-A-N, Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R, Junior. Then my book page is Shattered But Not Broken by Jay Styles. On Instagram, it's Shattered But Not Broken on Instagram. Jay Styles is the author. On Amazon, it's Jay Styles.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. I know it's Christmas day after. We will see you soon, and we'll have you back again. So, you know, thank you again for making time for us.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. That was Julian Rucker from Shatter Not Broken, the book. If you're thinking about telling your story, if you had an experience in the healthcare field or anything, he's an example of just writing it and making it happen. You know, it's a beautiful day here at La Casa, this way, La Casa del Camino. I don't know which way I'm turning. Shout out to Felton Calhoun here at La Casa del Camino for having us. It's a little nipply here, guys. Even though we're in Southern California, we had a rainstorm all of last night and this morning. So it is very cold here. So even though we don't have snow and we have sunshine, it is probably about 45 degrees outside. But it's good to be here in the fresh air. Please be safe, you guys. This is a really short show. It doesn't look like my other guest is here. Sam, is she there? You see her? All right. It's Christmas, you know. We try to make it work, and we know that people are busy. Let's see what we got here. We got a little message here from Sam. Okay, there we go. All right, you guys. So shout out to Lady Ray J in St. Louis. How are you, Lady Ray J? Thank you so much, KOVOLO Radio. I never say it right. It's been 2 years and I never say it right. You know what it is, Lady Ray J? I need to come into studio and see you and get the call letters and be there with you. That's what needs to happen. So shout out to Lady Ray J and in St. Louis, T-O-K-O-V-O-V-L-V Radio, right? No, that's wrong. All right, so I want to give a shout out to my brand partners, okay? Right now is a great time to grab some Michael Solbrook Family Wines. You guys know I'm a wino, it's no secret. It pairs well with anything you have at home. So, you know, it pairs well with your glass, it pairs well with your meal. Michael Solbrook's really consistent with their brand, their flavoring. Their grapes are sourced from all around Southern California, from they're out of Napa, which is great. So you can order them now at michaelsolbergfamilywines.com and enjoy what's a good family tradition that Leah Solberg has carried on from her father, Michael Solberg. All right. La Casa del Camino is obviously another one of our brand sponsors. If you need a staycation, if you want to get away, they are an amazing place to come. And just let your hair down, you know, relax. We're only about 1:20, an hour away from Los Angeles. So we're smack dab in between San Diego and LA. So if you have to be in either of those places or none of those places, we're right here. We're at the ocean. You can see Catalina from our backyard. And, you know, going north, you can get to the mountains and get to the snow in probably about 2 hours. So it's a great place to be. And I want to also give you guys an update on the Pandemic Project documentary's private screening. That was due to happen tomorrow. Because of a lot of different moving parts, including, you know, some people getting sick with the Omicron variant, staffing issues, ticket sales not being where we want them to be. I think, you know, at this time of the year, even though I want to deliver this film, I want people to come. I want it to be a full house, and I want it to be done safely, where people are comfortable, and wherever you are on the spectrum of COVID, we just want everyone to come and feel safe and be happy. And I think that that's fair to want. So we're holding off. It'll be in February. We're looking at Saturday, February 26th, here at La Casa del Camino, downstairs at the Commodore. We're turning that restaurant into a movie theater. It's going to be fabulous. There's going to be a red carpet. It's a red tie. You have to leave your phones at the front with security. And I'm sure you guys understand that, as it's a private screening, so it's not released to the world yet. So that's the update on the Pandemic Project documentary. So hang tight. It's coming. As far as the pandemic film goes, the part two to the Pandemic Project documentary, which is the international version. Like I said, we just got back from Asia. It was a whirlwind. It was really, really crazy. I'm jet lagged. I don't think I'm going to be okay for a while. But shout out to everybody on the way that helped make that possible. We are so grateful to getting back in one piece. Beautiful, beautiful countries. Shout out to Japan. Shout out to Singapore. Shout out to Thailand. I enjoyed myself while I was there in all three of those countries. We decided to bring on she's a legend in the television world. I don't know how to put it in words. She's got a bio, but it doesn't really speak to who she is. She hired me back in the day when I worked in TV. She's hired me multiple times on different shows. Her name is Jackie Pittman, and she is from Party Pit and Pittman Casting. She has sold many shows to many networks over the years. I met her about 20, 25 years ago. And I am just, well, actually about 20 years ago, because how old am I? I'm grateful to know her. She's a mentor. She's a sister. She's a soulmate. She's special. And she comes from Jersey. She's got a story about being in the foster care system. She's made lemonade out of lemons all her life. She's successful, right? And she's very humble. I call her, she'll answer my call. You know, she just had a successful show on Bravo, actually, To Rome with Love. It was a dating show, and she went to Rome, Italy, fell in love with Rome. Rome fell in love with her. She named her dog after Rome, Italy. And then she forged this fantastically successful dating show and helped some women find love. And the premise of the show was really about African-American women in Italy. Looking for love in another country, trying something new, being down with the swirling it up, right? And it was a cool show. She got picked up on Bravo, and there we are. You guys can go on YouTube and find To Rome with Love. But anyway, we just made a titan in the television world to cross over the documentary film. So she'll be in our international version as a co-EP. She'll be helping us push this over the finish line. We successfully met our goal with 15 countries this year. We met, we shook hands, we cried, we laughed with people in 15 countries. I went to 15 countries physically this year. So we're headed to 10 more next year. I must be crazy. I signed up for more. But with Jackie on our side, I think that anything's possible. I also feel like I don't want to let the other variant or logistics get in the way of finishing this film and making it whole. I want it to be thorough. I feel like we need to be on every continent. We need to get, you know, we need to cast a wide net. We need to talk to more people. And you guys have to remember, my film is not about politics. So we are just talking to everyday people. And I think that's important. You know, we're all stuck somewhere. And we want to know what's going on. So I think it's really important that we go and we do that for you. And we're neutral. You know, we're neutral. We just want to talk to people and see how it goes. As you can see, the sun is kind of starting to set here. It's getting a little cooler and darker. But so that's the update on the pandemic film. I want to thank everybody And we'll do a list of sponsors that we've worked with film that helped us out. But thank you to everyone who's been supportive and been on the journey with me and the team, because it has not been easy. You know, I just recently did an x-ray of my back. As you can see, I'm kind of tilted. It's not good, guys. You might have seen recent photos of me in first class, Delta One. That was all done because of flight points. I've been flying economy for the last year and a half, right, for the American version. So my back is completely messed up. But we've done this film on a dime. We've done it humbly. There's been a lot of hospitals I've stayed in, a lot of hotels where nobody was there. But we did it, and we're doing it. And I think it's going to be great. I think you guys are going to be very happy. I'm going to be happy with it. Chronicle the history in our world, in our lives, and this only happens once in 100 years, right? I hope everyone's staying safe and being responsible and being good and kind to each other. What else? I want you to come down here and check out La Casa del Camino. If you need to get away, you know, the Christmas tree's up and all the toys are on the floor, maybe there's wrapping paper and you don't want to clean it up, come down here, let them clean it up for you, get some dinner on the rooftop. Watch the sunset. The shops are open. Get a piece of chocolate. Get a glass of wine. Say hi to Michaela. Shout out to Michaela. She's the bar manager here, the restaurant manager. She's amazing. She's very sweet. And so, if you have a wedding coming up, a proposal, why not do it here at La Casa del Camino? It's always a good idea. Always a good time. All right. Guys, if you have a story in these following areas, we'll be covering them in the next month and a half. So we're back on the road next month, at the very end of next month. We're going to head to Lisbon, Portugal. That's our first stop. Amsterdam, we're going to have a layover in Amsterdam. And we're going to be in Casablanca, Morocco. So those are the first. And then we'll have 7 more after that. So sign up. Send us your story. If you know a shop owner, a hotel owner, you know, a restaurant owner, restaurateur, a survivor, anybody, a little mom and pop in any of those areas, we would love to speak to them. Our email is capaquariusmedia, that's like capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. My name is Monique LeRae. This is The Startup. Give me a shout. Say that you heard it here. If you are a flight attendant, we're looking to speak to more of you. If you have spoken to a few, I want to speak to you more. If you're a pilot, we want to speak to you. And we don't have to wear, you know, your company name. It could be anonymous. And we can blur it out because I want to respect privacy. What else? If you guys haven't seen the trailer, check out our award-winning American version of this film on YouTube. 4 words. The Pandemic Project documentary. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. Give us a comment if you like it. Tell us what you think. It's going to be submitted. The whole film's going to be submitted to many different film festivals. So the New York and the Vegas screening as well. I want to give you guys an update on that. The Vegas screening will happen in February. So hang tight. We've got a beautiful location we're working on there in Nevada. And New York. New York, we're coming, but it'll be March. So just hang tight. That's happening. What else? Oh, we have Grammys Week, the Celebrity Gifting Week. That's Friday, January 28th. There's a lot of great brands that are coming. We still need swag bag items, so if you have swag bag items, hook it up. We want them. Candles, skincare, health, vitamins, energy. So always use energy. The sky's the limit with the swag, guys. Get your brand in front of people who have followership that can help pull your brand up and make it more visible. That's what we're looking for. And lastly, I want to give a shout out to my friend Lynn Curtin from Real Housewives of Orange County. I just saw her, What Are They Up To Now, or some series on Bravo where they're following housewives that aren't on the show anymore. She did an amazing segment. It's about 20 plus minutes long. Check her out on YouTube, Lynn Curtin. I think it was great. She's a really cool lady, and I love seeing you get a little love in the comment section. There's some haters in there, but whatever. You're beautiful inside and out, and shout out to you. And guys, check out her collection. If you want that last minute New Year's gift, Lynn Curtin collection. She's got some beautiful cuffs there. Some of the brands we love this year. Okay, turn the music up so you know that it's time to go. I'll be posting on some of the brands we love this year. You know what happens here in La Casa? When the sun starts going down, the music starts going up. So thank you for everybody for coming out and watching the show today. I'll see you next Sunday. We probably will be pre-taped, But we'll see you next Sunday. And as always, I ask you this every week, and I hope that you do start it next week. What will you start up today? Be well, and I'll see you guys next Sunday. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.